And welcome back, everyone. It's me, Kyle, out in Palo Alto. I have Dorsey out in Oakland. Dorsey, I haven't actually talked to you that much.
Fresh to death, she
is. How was your weekend? What do you from end up doing?
To a set, she is. So death
did a bit
might not
of
let me live.
Dual sport you action. Fresh. Yes, she went to the A's game, saw them lose day game. Then I went to travel south to Santa Clara and saw them lose Quakes. It was uplifting.
That's a good day, man.
Yeah. It was fun. It was
watching your two favorite teams lose on a Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, the company was great. Beers were cold. Can't complain.
Well, it's better than me, man. I drove probably like 5 hours and went... No, I drove like 7 hours on Saturday. And it was a long time.
Yeah.
But I got to eat some barbecue, and I surfed, and I drank no beers. So
water,
unlike now,
water,
which
then,
I'm drinking a beer. Or... I drank a lot of water, bro. It was not fun. Oh,
it sounds very bloating.
Do we have to talk about that Earthquakes game, even though it was the best game of the weekend?
We'll talk about it. Let's start off with Friday, though. Quakes of the East, the Philadelphia Union.
Dude,
sorry.
My new favorite team.
It's a little insulting to the Union.
That is insulting to the Union. They're not that bad. They're not Quakes bad. But they do lose at home 2-0 to Toronto FC. It was probably hard having two of their, most important. I don't know. Would you consider Ali Bedoya one of their most important players since he was out on that red card?
I mean, I'd call him a key player, but I don't know if I'd go with most important.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, either way, they lost 2-0. I mean, Toronto, are they back? It was kind of a must-win for them.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't really dominating the stats. You know, I think they just got the win.
They just got the W. I mean, if you go on the road and you get a win, you go on the road, it's pretty good. I don't know.
Teams are pretty even from what I saw. So,
let's move on. Saturday morning action, bro. New York City FC hosting Atlanta United FC. Did you get to watch this game in the morning?
I did.
How was it? Talk about it.
It was...
Game of the weekend.
Pretty enjoyable. It was not the game of the weekend.
Patrick Vieira's last game in charge.
It was. Yeah.
So, still, you could tell that because
still
the media people are just following him around the whole time. Like, just making sure they have, like, video of him, being, just like, oh, look, it's his last game in charge. Look at all these nice shots that we got.
Look at all this great stock footage.
Yeah, we can use this forever. So they get away with the tie. Do you just want to talk about Patrick Vieira right now? Because I kind of do.
Yeah. What do you want to discuss? Whether it was a dick move
was he
to keep
a good,
it quiet forever?
I do think it was bad that he kept saying, my heart is here and this is all I'm going to do is stay in New York. I have nothing to do with Lyon because, like, clearly he did. I mean, he just took the job. I thought that was kind of weird, but him leaving mid-season, I mean, what else is he supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think once you are out the door, you're out the door.
Like, you can't just – what's he going to do, stick around 4 more months? Then not coach for 4 months and wait for the next season? That's stupid.
Yeah, no. Switching to a proper rest of the world schedule, you got to do it.
Yeah, it's just necessary. Or this is going to keep happening because Jesse Marsh is not going to stick around. He's going to be hired by Leipzig, right? Red Bull Leipzig?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he gets hired there, they're pretty fucked as well. Do you think Patrick Vieira had a good... coaching ship, tenureship at NYCFC? Like, was this a success?
Yes.
Even though they won no trophies in 3 years?
I'd say trophies aren't everything, just given the playoff system. Now, then the argument is, should they have, been winning the supporter shield and just been dropping out? But, I think he did well. I mean, you can't say New York's a bad team. They score goals, they win games.
Top two team in the East. They're a good team. I think he was a good coach. Yeah. And he played young players and American players.
I wouldn't say no silverware is a failure on his part as a coach.
If he was going to be in the league for 4 years, I'm sure he could have won something. But he was only here for 2.5, one of them being the expansion year. So really all he had was last year and the first half of this year. So, I mean, I think he was a pretty good coach. I'm on that side. I got nothing else to say about that.
Got to know the sides.
Move on. Next thing.
Crew hosting Red Bull New York.
Yeah. Did you get to see anything about this game? I watched a little bit about it. Luis Robles. I was like, why is his name just gone from me? Luis Robles had a fantastic game. And Gassi Zardes kind of sucks, even though he scores his 10th goal of the year. There we go, Reptar. Gassi Zardes scores his 10th goal of the year, but he probably had four other chances that he could have made. So Red Bull kind of sneak away with this 1-1 draw on the road. In the end, road points are nice. So
yeah, it was definitely Crew's game to lose, and they did blow that lead.
Yeah, but they also had like 100 chances at goal. Like so many chances at goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Crew should have pulled it out.
But Gassi's art is kind of sucks.
Heading to the wonderful Pacific Northwest. Vancouver hosting Orlando.
Dude, Alphonso Davies coming out party or what? One goal, 3 assists. Also, this game was 1-0. It was 1-1 in like the 68th minute, and it ended up being 5-2. And Orlando probably should have had like 5 people sent off. They were making rash tackles all over the fucking place.
Yeah, definitely some fouls there. Vancouver scoring 5.
Orlando cannot defend.
Yeah. That was pretty bad. I was just thinking back to the last time Vancouver scored 5.
Oh, against the Quakes.
Flashback. Yeah,
at least Orlando scored twice. So Orlando goes on that 6-game winning streak, and I don't really give them much credit. Now they're on a 5-game losing streak. Which is more Orlando? The winning or the losing?
I'd say the losing is more normal. We'll have to see what happens next week. But
Jason Kreis, does he get fired this year?
If they miss the playoffs, yes.
Yeah. I don't see how any way he would stay on if they miss the playoffs.
Yeah. No, he should be out the door.
Yeah, there's no point to have that. Excuse me. FC Dallas hosts. Reptar, stop shaking, bro. FC Dallas hosts the Montreal Impact. And they win 2-0 at home. FC Dallas, are they like the best team in MLS right now?
No. I look at this game differently. I mean, they got an own goal and they scored on a PK. A win's definitely a win. I'm not saying that. It was 2-0. Montreal was pretty crap. But Dallas wasn't great this game.
Yeah, but they still won 2-0.
Yeah, but It wasn't a good solid win.
What's a good solid win? Vancouver wins because they're up a man for like 30 minutes and they score 5. What's a more solid win? Winning 11-11 or 10-11?
Oh, winning 11-11.
Okay, then why is FC Dallas not a solid win? Why are you hating on Dallas right now?
I'm not hating on Dallas. I'm just saying.
You're hating on Dallas.
They scored on an own goal and a PK. Like, that's not just
own goals and PKs are tight.
Goals. Yeah, they're goals, but they're not. I'm putting them in a different category of goals.
You know who doesn't score either of those things? The Quakes.
Well, we'll get there. Scored 3 this week. It was great.
Those no two, own goals or PKs.
Those two Wando goals just right in front of us. It was great.
Right in front of where I would have been if I wasn't at a baby shower.
Yeah.
Chicago Fire, New England Revolution. The game, I said, I don't know, probably 1-1.
Yeah.
I think I said 2-2. Either way,
2-2 is what I have you down as, but, you know, fractions and math reduces to 1-1.
Yeah, if you, you know, if you, they're on top of each other, they even out to 1-1 ratio-wise.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Schweinsteiger goal. I was surprised by that.
He is their best player. Or is it Nemanja? Either
you
way.
You think
the Revs get a late goal. You know, pretty nice for the Revs. Go on the road, get a point. It is versus Chicago.
Well, we'll see what tomorrow night holds.
So, yeah. Quake's playing them tomorrow. How late was that goal anyways? Teal Bunbury in the 82nd minute.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been a boring first half. Yeah, cool. Let's move on. That game sucked.
Houston hosting Colorado.
Colorado is so bad at soccer.
Yeah, and when you go down 10 men, you're already down 2-0. You're not coming back.
I mean, they're really bad at playing soccer. They're really bad. You can't go down to 10 men. They had 24% possession.
Yeah.
24%.
If you're not going to win one with 11, you're not going to win with 10. Generally.
And the Dynamo are a counterattacking team.
Yeah.
And they had 24% possession.
Yeah. I'm just surprised the Dynamo didn't score after they went down to 10 men.
All right. Do you know how many corners they had?
They had zero.
They had zero. They had zero corners.
Dynamo?
No, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many shots do you think they had?
Two.
They did have two. How many on target?
None.
They had one on target, but it wasn't good.
Oh, one on target.
Oh, yeah, one shot on target. Shout out. Good for them, right? That's so embarrassing. They're worse than the Quakes. I can't wait for the Quakes to play them. Let's move on to a team I thought were worse than the Quakes. The Seattle Sounders. Hosting DC United. They actually get themselves a victory. 2-1. How cool is that for Seattle?
Yeah.
Because they were in flat-out panic mode beforehand.
Yeah, they found a solution.
They left it late, though. So, Darren Maddox scores. They go up 1-0. DC United on the road. Ladero, 4 minutes later, he scores in the 57th. And then Wolf Eichram. One of my favorite names in MLS. He scores in the 83rd, and the Sounders get a win. Two goals, so they almost have double-digit goals now. How cool is that?
Sounds great.
We're almost 14 games in, and they almost have double-digit goals.
Almost.
Sorry, that was mean.
I'd say what's worse is that they're ahead of the Quakes now because they got a win instead of a loss.
They've been ahead of the Quakes the entire time they've ever been in MLS.
Not the beginning of season. Quakes were up.
I mean, as an organization.
Oh, yeah. Big picture. That's a little different.
If you look at the small picture, we're still behind. Let's move on. The LA Galaxy. They host RSL, who are bad when they're not playing Seattle, pretty much. Zlatan's back, man.
Yeah.
LA kind of left it late, but Zlatan gets two goals, 61st, 67th minute. He kind of dominated, and then he lets Ola get one in the 76th. They win 3-0. Easy victory for LA. Comfortable win.
It's great for the home crowd.
Yeah, good for them. Fucking LA Galaxy. I mean, I'm like, the only time I get real hyped about RSL, and they decide to start losing to the fucking Galaxy. How much does that suck?
Sounds pretty painful.
Like what about the next game? The game of the West. Portland Timbers hosting Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, that happened.
Boring game of the weekend.
No one scored. Nothing actually happened. But
nothing happened. It was the most boring game of the weekend.
If any of our viewers were there, please let us know that it did occur and it's not just a typo.
I saw highlights from the game. It looked, they're like, oh, look at this guy dribble. And that was it. Like, that was the exciting moments. Yeah. All right. I guess, what, the game of the weekend? Fuck, man, I'm so upset about the Quakes.
Yeah.
So, Quakes, they lose 3-4 at home. They go up early. Vaco with a nice kind of tidy little finish into the corner in the 11th minute.
Yeah, then, that was surprising, scoring early. Stadium was lit.
Then the Quakes decide they're the Quakes and they can't defend, right?
Yeah.
So, who is it that opens it up? Oh, yeah. Adama Diomande. He scores in the 15th minute. The Quakes decide. I mean, Kevin Partida had himself a fucking howler of a game. He gives a shitty ball away to Steven Betashore in the 19th minute, who decides to score on his old team. That made me sad.
Yeah, Beta.
Then second half, Wando goes, scores an incredible chip goal over the goalie from inside the box. It's a good goal. People, go watch that goal.
Very beautiful then, live.
A goalie decides he's going to be like an outfield player. Who is it, Tyler Miller? Yeah, not Vaco. Wando picks his pocket, steals it. Goal, 63rd minute. Quakes are lit. The crowd looked like it was on fire. You can speak a little bit more to that than me.
It was insane. You know, it had to do a double take to be sure we weren't playing Minnesota at home. It was just like the home opener, you know? Down.
Yeah.
Coming back up.
Down and back up.
And then
3 goals. They're up 3-2. And then, Diomande scores in the 90th minute. So it's 3-3. There's, 3 minutes of extra time? So, of course.
Yeah.
6 minutes into it, Kevin Partida decides to get himself a red card.
Bad foul.
Yeah, terrible, terrible, useless foul. And then, a minute later, ball goes down to the end line. Latif Blessing cuts it back. João Martinho, the number one pick in MLS, scores the game winner in the 97th minute. And every Quakes fan heart broke even more. And no one knew they could even break that much.
Yeah, that was rough. It was kind of like a classic game when they tie, though. Like, after that third goal, you know, it didn't feel any worse that they, you know. When it was already a draw, I was like, okay, I'm disappointed. And they scored the fourth. I'm like, I can't. And it's just not. I'm not feeling any worse. I'm just numb. Everyone was just irate. Partially at the 7 minutes, then also at the team. Like, you gave us hope. I mean, those two Wando goals were nice. The possession wasn't there.
They were both really nice.
Classic heartbreak at home. I don't know what happened to hashtag Avaya Castle.
Oh, that is gone.
Because that used to be a thing. I mean, legitimately, they used to be good at Earthquakes home. At home, granted.
This is like the worst the Quakes have ever been. There's no way Michael Starry makes it past midseason at this point.
I mean, we'll see. Because are you going back to Leach or are you bringing someone else in new?
You got to bring someone else in new.
Midseason?
You can't keep going back to Leach. That's just not an option.
Watch them do that.
Well, why would he keep taking the job?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess try to springboard into a different team later. Be like, hey, remember that time I got kind of dumped on twice and still did pretty okay?
After everything, like, the team said, they're like, oh, no, we need, like, an actual coach and shit like that. Like, there's no way.
He could do it out of spite. Get that spite revenge, you know, that reverse psychology going. I will say, Wando's quote after the game, when asked about getting the record closer, slightly paraphrasing here, as I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but basically said, I'll score no goals for the rest of the season if we win.
Yeah, he said it was his fault that he needs to set the team up.
Yeah.
You know what, man? It's definitely not Wando's fault.
No, not at all. But he said that record, I don't need that record if the team wins. I mean, that's dedication.
The Quakes are 13 points out of the playoffs.
Yeah. Again, though, still close.
No, 13 points is not close.
Part of me just bad gambler, you know, still a chance.
There's no chance. This team sucks.
But what if the Quakes just win, like,
they could 13, win five straight.
So, yeah, win five straight. There are games left. Let's do it. Start
they
tomorrow.
Win five straight, they're still going to be out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Winning five straight gets us, like, semi-close to almost being close to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're bad. They're just a really bad team, and it's sad. Fucking Quakes, man.
Well, hopefully there won't be heartbreaking World Cup news early tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. Big news coming out Wednesday morning, which this is probably when you guys will be listening to this, so you'll already know. But the bid to see if we host it as the U.S. or if Morocco, right?
Yep, Morocco.
Is it Morocco? Yeah, Morocco. If they host, if neither of the bids get 50%, then it goes to a brand new bidding process that the USA and Morocco cannot bid for.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's pretty much do or die, right?
Yeah.
They have to host this World Cup.
I don't think it will happen.
Did you see Carlos Cordero, the new U.S. soccer president? He's been in the U.S. for like 3 days since he's turned president. He's been to 156 countries.
In 3 days?
Since he's become USA president, or U.S. Gotcha. Soccer president. He's talked to 156 country people.
Yeah.
And like has only spent 3 days inside the U.S.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, I mean.
He's just traveling, trying to find that shit.
Great.
So he's politicking. He's out there politicking.
Bring it home. I just think too many people hate us. I don't think Trump helps. Well, again, definitely not. I think,
the reason Africa
know,
hates us.
I think, you know, FIFA, just in general, is still butthurt about the whole
DOJ because FIFA loves money too much.
Yeah, and the U.S. would probably give them the most money possible. I just can't imagine the sponsorships.
They projected $7 billion more dollars if they did it in the U.S. than Morocco. $7 billion. With a B.
Yeah.
Billion. That gets shared among all the nations. So all the nations can decide they don't want money or not put it in the U.S. Yeah. And build. France is still the worst country on the planet. They have gone against the U.S. now twice. They're the reason USA didn't get the 2020 bid. They voted for fucking Qatar and brought three votes over to Qatar, so we didn't get the 2020 bid. Now France has come out and said, we want Morocco to get this, and we're going to try to get as many countries to vote for Morocco. That's exactly what France said. Fuck France. I hope they get. I hope they lose everything ever. Forever. Fuck France. That's my new World Cup bid. We have a World Cup bracket, everyone.
Yes, please join.
Moving on from fucking France.
As with the Open Cup bracket we also have for the round of 16, there will be a prize to the winner.
Open Cup starts next weekend, correct?
Open Cup is kicking off this Friday, if you want to jump into that. But there's a bit more news. We already touched on Patrick Vieira moving. But what about Wayne Rooney?
Anyway, Wayne Rooney is here. He's home.
He's home.
Can we consider it home?
No. But hopefully, you know, with his Shrek ears, he'll be happy in the swamp of DC for 3 years.
Yeah, so he's in DC for 3 years. Is this a good move? Does this make him good?
Does this make DC better?
Yes.
Wayne Rooney's fitness has gone down, obviously, with age, but I think he can still contribute. I think he can especially contribute to the youth. I mean, when you've been playing as many years as he has, you just got knowledge of the sport.
I mean, he's good. He's just a good player.
Yeah.
So I guess it'd be cool to see him playing MLS. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'll help too with the new stadium, you know, kind of revitalize, reinvigorate the DC fan base. Especially with the World Cup timing, you know, try to get that surge of popularity, bring in more fans.
Is it really going to bring in that many fans, though? Like, do people in DC really care about Manchester United that much?
I mean, they're East Coast, so they get a lot of the games at better time than we do.
I guess. Well, I don't know. He can't play until July, so they have another month without him.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
When we will be in Portland. I bought my ticket to Portland officially, so.
What? Your plane?
My plane ticket.
Nice.
So we are going to Portland now. It's official.
Yeah. Timbers game hosting the Quakes.
Just have to buy tickets now to the game.
Yes.
Let's see. What else? You have some more news you want to talk about that isn't us going to Portland?
Other than us going to Portland, the Open Cup, round of 16. Want to run through those games? Who do you think will win?
Right now? Like right now? Right now, right now? Like starting Friday, Portland, LA Galaxy?
Exactly. Portland or Galaxy? Portland.
You got Portland. Portland, 100%.
I also agree with that.
Although I feel like we might see a little 16-year-old, I forget his name for the LA Galaxy, who's just been killing it for LA too. It's like Efren Alvarez, I think that might be him. Sorry. But I got Portland Timbers winning that game on Friday night.
All right.
And Saturday?
Saturday. Union hosting Red Bulls?
Red Bull. Easy. They want to win a trophy, and they're going to win the U.S. Open Cup.
Not if this next group has anything to say about it. Sporting Kansas City, FC Dallas.
Well, that's an easy one. Sporting Kansas City, another team that wants to win the U.S. Open Cup.
Yeah, I think they're going to want it. Houston, Minnesota.
This is a tricky one for me.
Yeah?
Mainly because I don't have any idea what Houston is going to do, but they're at home, so I'm picking Houston.
All right. Wednesday. DC.
What about you? You're not making any picks. I don't like what we're doing here.
My picks are already
keep yours as a secret.
In the internet, in the Twitter machine that everyone should view.
You've already made Twitter. Your choices?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought that was last week's, man. I don't even look at
what I was waiting for you to make all these and then say, great, now go type them into the Twitter machine.
I'll do them later. Some of us got things to do.
You have, I guess you do have till Friday, so.
I have work to do.
Till Friday, everyone. There is time to join our round of 16 brackets.
Join. There won't be mustard. Wednesday.
I still need to send that guy mustard.
DC United. We tied. DC United. Orlando City. I don't know.
I think DC. It goes.
I got Orlando City.
Yeah? You think Orlando can handle the Maryland Soccerplex?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
Lower division game of the week alert. Was that too loud? Fuck it.
The alert is kind of fading and like it'll be really bad and speakers.
Alert, 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 alert. I got Louisville City moving on past Nashville.
As do I.
What about Atlanta United, Chicago Fire?
Atlanta at home. Easily.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Even their second team is really good. And then LAFC hosting Sac Republic. I got the road team.
My money is also on Sac Republic.
Let's go Sacramento. And you just want to hop into tomorrow, Wednesday's games?
Let's jump into the future.
Let's do it quick. We can do it quickly just in case no one listens to this before Wednesday.
This is true. We got to go really fast so you have time to listen to this before 4:30 on Wednesday. Montreal hosting Orlando.
Montreal. Orlando keeps dying.
Orlando keeps dying. Just falling deeper.
Deeper and deeper into a Quake-sized hole.
Into the pit of despair. All right.
The Crew hosting Atlanta United. I have a draw.
Is it a high-scoring draw or a low-scoring draw that you predict?
Uno, uno. 1-1.
All right.
What about you, bitch?
I... Excuse me? Yeah, drink that beer.
I will, and I will happily. I love Summerfest.
Yeah. Steal my beer from, like, every pod. Back on topic, I have the crew winning at home. 2-1.
You got the crew winning 2-1 against Atlanta United?
Yep, Atlanta's going to get that goal.
Yes, the crew are a playoff team, which Atlanta cannot beat.
Atlanta's getting the goal late.
You got a Gazi Zardes goal? I know you have to.
I mean, who else is going to score?
He's still scoring goals for my fantasy team every week, man.
I hate that you have him there, and yet at least call him a trash player.
I can be a dick sometimes. Toronto sometimes. Beating DC United at home. I mean, hosting DC United at home.
Yes. Toronto.
DC has been actually pretty good on the road. Well, I mean, they've only played on the road. But, yeah, I think Toronto's back.
All right.
Ooh, I should look at all those things. Let's keep on moving on, huh? Red Bull hosting Seattle Sounders.
Red Bull. Easy.
Yeah, I got the Red Bull on there, too.
At home, they do well. Colorado hosting Chicago, 6 p.m. game.
I don't think Seattle can score two games in a row. Yeah. Yeah. Colorado hosting Chicago Fire. Do they take their 14th L in a row? It's only like 9, but either way.
Yeah, I was going to say 14. Check that math.
I know. They've only played 13 games. That's what the joke was.
I think Chicago Fire will take the win on this, you know, since they're not in the World Cup and all. Yes, I'm bringing that joke back.
I was going to bring that joke up when I saw there's that article that was like, oh, Germany is hosting or like partnering with some MLS team to help them win the World Cup. And I was like, don't tell anyone the Chicago Fire are bad. But it was actually with the Quakes, so that was stupid. Why would they partner with us? Yeah. We suck. I have Chicago Fire. We're not doing the Quakes right now. I have the Chicago Fire winning on the road.
All right. The game that we will be leaving right now in 24 hours. We will be leaving the stadium. Will we be happy?
With a big-ass frown.
A big-ass frown. Ugh.
Yeah, I got the road team winning, bro.
Ugh. New England coming into Avaya?
And Brad Friedel beating us. Yes.
Oh, man.
Because the Earthquakes suck. They are a bad soccer team.
I'm still going to go for the Quakes.
Bro. Do it, man. Do it. Make the pick.
And it's going to feel great on Thursday.
What, the big L you're going to take on your face?
There's going to be no L on my face. There's
you're going to be like no a Sharpie bigger L involved. Than fucking All-Star, bro.
On my forehead?
Ooh, we should make that the intro song. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Behind the scenes right now.
Open Cup. Sorry, not Open Cup bracket. The World Cup bracket that we
World
also
Cup brackets.
Have.
World Cup is among us, everyone. Thursday morning.
It is.
Dorsey has Saudi Arabia beating Russia. Being the worst, the most hated man in Russia right now.
Don't tell the Russians in the podcast, man. We're going to get hacked.
I kind of got Russia getting out of the group. I mean, officially, I didn't pick them to get out of the group, but I kind of got them getting out of the group. Does that count?
As what?
I don't know. I kind of have a little bit of faith in them.
Just get out of here. But don't, because I do want to hear your pick on the winner of the World Cup and or who you think the semifinal game will be.
Are you talking to me? Because I'm paying attention.
Yes.
Semifinal game between who? Oh, like who do I have in the semis?
Who do you have in the final? I said that bad.
Do you want the semifinal or the final?
The final.
I have Brazil going up against Spain, and I have Brazil winning.
All right.
Because Brazil is good at soccer at every single position they have.
Yeah.
They have two goalkeepers that could start. I mean, Ederson's going to ride the bench.
Yeah. He is not bad.
That's how good that team is. Job. He was the best, second best goalkeeper in the Prem last year, and he's still going to ride the bench. So, who do you got? What's going on in your bracket?
I think Belgium will win it all.
Oh, my God. You can't – oh, my God. You're on Belgium?
I wouldn't say I'm on Belgium, but I will be betting money on Belgium.
Dude, you know USA almost beat them.
Yeah.
Wando could have beat him. You were sitting on my couch saying Wando's going to come in and beat Belgium.
Yeah, I did say that. But
4 years ago.
You know, I'm wrong about almost everything.
Four years ago this Monday, we watched the World Cup together.
I believe last week I called the Quakes beating LAFC also.
Yeah, so. I did not. I think I picked a draw. I bet a draw. I know that. I lost a whole bunch of money last week.
Yeah, you were probably upset about that very long stoppage time.
That I was, good sir.
Anyways, join our bracket. We will Twitter machine the link out, or you can just search us at...
It's on MLSsoccer.com, and then there's like a bracket for... It's on the front page.
Yeah, it's on the front page. You do it. And then it says, hey, do you want to not be a loner and have friends? And you go, yeah, I'll join those guys from MLS After Dark. And
we won't be hard to beat.
Yeah. And remember, get a prize that is not mustard. Unless you request the mustard, then I guess you can have it. And I believe that's all I have for this pod.
That's all I got too, sir. So, Dorsey, I will see you tomorrow at the Quakes game. Everyone, I'd like to thank you for listening. Go to our, Twitter, at MLS After Dark. We have a Gmail account at MLSAfterDark@gmail.com. You can hit up Dorsey at Dorsiflexion. I'm at Kyle Frankel. And what else is there? Is that everything? Join our World Cup bracket.
Yeah.
Do the U.S. Open Cup thing.
I already talked about that, but yeah.
I'm just trying to do the rundown right now, man. Don't hate right now.
Okay, run them down.
All right, well, that's the whole rundown. So, Dorsey, good seeing you, bud.
Until tomorrow.
All right, fuck the galaxy.
Midweek MLS.
Starry skies above me, won't you please come down and